it then? What do you think about it?
Why I think about it?
Well, where's what's your side on it? Because I already know my side as sad as it is, fam.
Yeah.
Like, it's just was when you think you're going to go there to have fun.
Yeah.
And it becomes something like that, especially of that magnitude, that's fucked.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like they didn't care. You know what I mean? They didn't care. They just wanted the money. It's a money grab at the end of the day. But that's what businesses are sometimes. And that's where you see the evil in business.
Yeah, I know. Remember? And it gets deeper. It's like, you know how like they were overpacked, right? Because I think the venue was like only meant for 30 to 40K, right? But then Travis, I don't know if it's accurate, but do you know if Travis, I've seen a lot of going around, he was telling mans to come. No,
This is what happened. So this is why, I think this is exactly why
it happened.
All that shit happened was because I think like 300 something people rushed it. They rushed it and snuck into the concert because they ran past security, right? Mm-hmm. They broke down the fences.
Yeah.
So I think that's exactly why all this shit went down.
Exactly. Because
you're letting, let's say 300 people, they can bring in whatever they want. They didn't get security checked.
Mm-hmm.
They could be bringing in narcotics or whatever. Yeah. And on top of that, if it's a sold out show, a sold out venue like that,
mm-hmm.
it's already going to be like this sold out.
Yeah.
So imagine what, three more hundred people, your chest is going to be compressed, everything, bro. You're going to, when I was at the Killy concert, even just that concert alone, it's a small venue and there's a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Where everybody's rushing to the front because they want to be at the front, right?
Yeah. The general admission, right?
Yeah, just because it's a floor. Mm-hmm. And any floor type of seating, it's always going to be like that where people are rushing in, trying to fight their way through.
Yeah.
I can only imagine how bad it was because there's like 50,000 people there.
Yeah.
Because when I was at the Killy concert, nowhere near that much.
1,000, right?
But mans were already like pushing against each other. Yeah. Imagine the fights breaking out there, right? Imagine people with asthma, they can't breathe, fam.
Yeah, I know.
That's exactly why that happened.
And like a small person, like you know how Sophia went to the TJ concert with you?
Yeah.
It must be scary. See, like,
and that was TJ.
That was TJ.
TJ's a soft singer, fam.
Yeah.
Feel me?
And there was mosh pits like that.
Exactly. Imagine like I went to Killy, they're moshing. And now imagine Travis.
Yeah.
And as big as Travis is right now, how crazy that concert's gonna be, fam.
And Travis, like, you go to Travis concerts to get that type of experience, right?
Yeah.
And like, he encourages it. Like, he encourages the environment. I don't know if you know that he got arrested in like 2011 for
For like inciting a riot.
Inciting a riot. He loves that shit though.
But that's kind of his image, bro.
Yeah.
Cause the quote unquote, the rager, that's kind of the culture of it, but it's, because there's a good way to do it and there's a bad way to do it. Yeah. There's a proper way to do a mosh.
Yeah, like if you
there's a proper way.
If you have Travis Scott money, I seen videos, fam. There's like two securities holding up the barricades. Where was all the security at? So I'm like,
what? No, this is what happened. I heard like some of the security, they gave up. They cut. They dipped.
At that point, did you see at the Playboi Carti concert? Because this is also happening at the Playboi Carti's like stuff.
What happened?
Like there was a security guard holding two gates by himself, and there's 300 people behind him rushing in.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, there's no point, fam. Let him in.
See, because at some point, because I do blame Travis a lot for it.
Yeah, yeah.
But it is a lot to do with the people that came too.
Yeah.
What it is though is, When there's that much people and it's like a crowd mentality, they're not thinking straight. They're just doing what they see, right? Mm-hmm. And look at the culture of trap music, feel me? Of the rage.
It's become normalized where, it's cool to trample over people. Yeah. To go to the front.
Like, people talk about getting bloody noses in the mosh as like it's something cool.
Fam, it's so normalized now. Like, you go to those concerts to fight. Like, at Playboi Carti ones, they're swinging in the mosh pit.
I know.
And like, your parents send you off to these concerts thinking, they're going to be safe.
See, I don't know why the fuck, like, kids were there. Yeah, that's messed
10
up.
What was the youngest?
Like, 10 years old.
Oh my goodness,
I'm pretty sure that's like the youngest one and he was like injured or something.
Oh my goodness. Did you see the guy that did like a post reaction in the Uber?
Nah.
He was like, it felt like hell. No one could breathe. Like, imagine going through that shit, bro.
I can see why that is. Cause
so
imagine how much force it takes to push something, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can bend metal with 50,000 bodies. Mm-hmm. All that force pushing towards you, bro. You can break ribs. You can break bones. Yeah. That shit's no joke.
Yeah. And like, the people there were climbing on top of the emergency. Like, come on, bro. Like, people are dying.
That's why it's a hard situation. Cause look, when you're there and you don't realize those things, I mean, it's hard to be like, okay, guys, everybody calm down.
Mm-hmm.
But especially when the music's still rolling. That's why it's a big issue with him.
Yeah.
In my opinion, what should have happened was when they broke in, those 300 people, however many people broke in.
End it right there.
Just cancel the show. Do the next day.
Yeah.
Get me?
Mm-hmm.
That should have been it. That's like a safety hazard already.
Yeah, and hire more reinforcements. Because that's all you can do. Like, I remember Playboi Carti, as soon as they saw people break in and they canceled it.
Exactly. Look. Even think about it like this, because I'm thinking about it even more. It could have been even worse.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say those people, however many people, ran past security.
Yeah.
What if they had weapons?
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? What if they had a weapon? What if they had...
No one's checking.
What if they had intention of harm, rather?
Yeah.
And that's like the rumor, because there was people like injecting people with drugs. I'm pretty sure a security guard, he got an injection in his neck. That was one of the stories.
I didn't know that, bro.
So with an intention of harm, that could have been even worse. So that's why it's such a safety hazard. Mm-hmm. If those people ran in and broke in, you got to stop the show, to be honest.
Yeah, exactly. Instead of 8, if someone had an actual like gun,
exactly,
it would have been 20K. It would have been crazy. Like that. Yeah.
Imagine a bomb, something.
Yeah. Oh my.
It's messed up, right?
Yeah.
Because 50,000 people, that's a lot of lives. You can't play with a lot of lives when it's like that.
I know, bro.
You get me? And it doesn't help that a lot of the advertisements, they're showing
like played onto it. Like it made it worse.
It made it worse.
Like what do you call this?
That's why there's so many conspiracies about
it. Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
And look, now let's say you're in Travis's position.
Mm-hmm.
This
is your
promoted
image.
It. Yep. That's your image. You can't really
you can't double down on it.
That's the outcome.
Yeah.
Feel me? That's the outcome of that movement.
Yeah. Like I seen the in portal and it said welcome to the other side or some shit like that.
See you on the other side.
That's crazy, bro.
The messed up one, it's showing like the shirt,
yeah.
the blue people, and then walking through with like horns and
going to the red. Yeah,
because if you think about it, in a way, when you go to that concert, you go in a civilian, and then when you're in that environment, you become part of that mosh, that fan base, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Become part of that. It's just crazy. You just start moshing, and you just don't think straight.
Mm-hmm.
So in a sense, you do become that person he's trying to promote.
That's why celebrity worshiping, like parents got to really look at what their kids are getting pushed out by these rappers, because you see it all the time now. In rap, I swear, like, that Satanist thing is everywhere.
You know why, though? You know why?
Why?
It's because it sells. Rather than it being, we can't support it, it kind of brings more clout to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look at Lil Nas X.
That's what I was going to say. Lil Nas with the devil with Montero.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's another
one. Why are they promoting? And who's to blame, to be honest, is more of the people. You get me?
Mm-hmm.
If you're fans of somebody that's promoting that.
Yeah.
Come on.
I know.
Like, what do you expect?
Yeah. And, like, the Lil Uzi Hell concerts.
It's messed up.
It's messed up, bro. And, like, yeah, I remember there's a thing that with Uzi, he's like, I don't like singing EXO Tour Life anymore, because he doesn't like performing it.
Mm-hmm.
So he attached that, you guys are coming to hell with me, so less people listen to it. And he doesn't have to perform it anymore.
Oh.
Yeah. So at the same time, he's getting more publicity because he's no longer promoting the devil stuff.
Yeah.
And he's like, he doesn't have to perform a song that he hates no more.
Where?
Because he said it himself. It's overplayed. He hates it.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we're like.
Yeah. And at one of his concerts, the second time he played it, he just let the crowd sing it. He didn't want to perform it.
Mm. But bro, why do you think people still become fans of that image? Why do you think that sells though?
I don't know. I think that that celebrity worship thing just goes too far. Like, we're so attached to, like,
not even the celebrity worship, just the fact of like promoting evil,
because
the devil is evil. No,
yeah,
that's evil. Because I'm not saying Travis is necessarily satanic,
mm-hmm.
but when you leave those subtle hints like that, it's up to the public to determine what it is.
Yeah.
You get me?
Yeah, I just think if you listen to rap, bro, it's just everywhere. At that point, you're brainwashed to thinking that that's the norm now. Because slowly and surely, the more rap songs you listen to, Satan, Uzi saying it, Lil Nas X.
And the more it's promoted, the more it's bigged up, the more it sells, we'll see more of that.
Exactly.
That's just how it works. That's capitalism. That's finest. But you see that interview with Kanye.
Oh,
he was even talking about the 808s, how that affects your body chakra.
Oh, shit.
And he was, him being the producer that he is.
Yeah.
Him being such an influence in music.
Mm-hmm.
Him saying that, that's a big deal, bro. That means they do take advantage of subconscious and vibrations with music. That's a real thing.
Yeah.
He literally said like, you thought I'm not trying to die. today or whatever. He's like, you thought I'm not going to try and get killed after this interview? He said that bare times in that interview with, what's it called?
Drink Champs. Two of the homies.
Shout out that podcast. That's a sick podcast.
There's another thing where rappers, they take devil samples from the dark web.
What do you mean?
I don't advise looking this up.
Yeah.
But there's links to like albums that are created or are supposedly satanic.
Mm.
That the rappers, they take that and they sample it and they change it up. But at the same time, you never know what's playing in the song.
That's fucked, man.
I know.
That's messed up.
And there's like an Italian group that uses it. I forgot the name, but it's crazy.
I don't know if you know this, but did you know Lucifer?
Yeah.
The devil.
Mm-hmm.
He was the angel of music.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
So imagine Lucifer, the angel of music, becomes the devil. How do you think the devil is going to take over the world?
Through music.
Through music. Yeah, I can't even press that button anymore, bro.
We can't use that no more, bro. It's got to be the... Oh shit,
that's the wrong one. Let's do
the gun one. It's gotta be the gun one. There you go.
Yeah, we can't even use the sickle mode sound no more, man.
Yeah, I know we can't.
I'm gonna change that to Pop Smoke later.
Yeah, we have to. We've been trying to do that, man.
Later on.
It's okay. Like again, like I'm saying, fam, it was crazy because you know Lil Uzi Vert's new song?
Yeah.
Demon High, come on, bro.
I know, it's still going on. It's still going on.
Did you see the scene where he tattooed the upside down cross on his right here?
No, I haven't seen that. I didn't watch the video, to be honest. It's crazy. I just saw clips.
Like, it's not even a good song. At this point, it's just a
I didn't even like the song.
It sucks, fam. It sucks. It was so mid. And like, that's coming from a diehard Uzi fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, what the f*** is this, bro?
Yeah.
This is definitely just like, okay, Satan shit's popping off right now. Let's do it.
Yo, y'all have to understand, like, I'm a huge Travis fan. Like, this hurts.
I know.
This hurts, fam.
Yeah.
It actually hurts to see that. And it feels like he let his fans down, you know?
Yeah, I know. Like, you can't do that, bro.
Imagine how much money people spent into his merch, consuming his content.
Yeah.
Imagine how many hours consuming his content, and then you let your fans down like that.
Yeah, fam. You just gotta, at that point where the kids were actually going onto the stage and telling security, why couldn't the security pass the word on to Travis or pass on to someone else to tell Travis?
You know what it is too? I think it's because he's so used to seeing people pass out at his shows.
Yeah.
That's what's messed up.
It made it worse, man. Like the videos that I was seeing, like someone passed out and then it panned to him doing the robot and shit. Like it was just all bad for Travis, man.
Yeah.
It was just all bad. Like, and then like I seen it when some guy was on the ground. He was like, don't touch him. And then he was humming something.
Oh yeah.
He was humming something. He was singing.
He did stop the show for that part.
Yeah.
That part he stopped the show, but.
But he continued right after that.
He still continued.
Yeah.
Like when they're bringing him out, he was humming it.
Yeah.
And bro, it's just messy, fam. It's messy. What else are you gonna do now? What's the next steps for Travis? What do you think?
He's gotta go off the map, to be honest.
Just keep it quiet.
Yeah, keep it quiet.
He's gotta pay everything. He's got a bigger apology because that shit wasn't enough.
Oh my goodness.
Someone said
he was squeezing the tears out of his forehead. Like, man, I don't even want to laugh, but that shit's, oh my God.
He wasn't being truthful, man.
Like, how are you going to, after all that happened, and you're going to post a screenshots of your notes? It's crazy.
I know.
A notepad apology is crazy.
Nah, you got to keep in mind, fam, like he has a huge, he's huge.
Yeah.
He's
one of the biggest artists ever.
He's one of the biggest artists ever.
Yeah.
You can't come with some lackluster shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You have to actually like take shit seriously. But fam, who knows? Like, do you think he's really cares? Let's see.
I don't know.
It's hard to say.
I'm not Travis, so I'm not in the position to say nothing.
It's hard to say, man. From what we've seen, that's what it's showing us, and that's what's sad.
Because like the usual thing is like the rich people don't care about us, bro. Like Kylie, she has a platform. What'd she do first when all this shit happened? Comments turned off. She doesn't want to hear that shit.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah, bro.
She doesn't want to hear none of that, bro. None of them want to hear that.
I think if Nike drops Travis, that's raps.
It's raps for him.
That's it.
I think this right now is raps for him.
You think it's raps right now?
Like, how can you come back?
I don't
like,
even know. That's what I'm saying. How do you really come back from
you
that?
Can't. Like now, like going to a concert, you got to be really
careful. Now it's become like a, you don't want to end up like an astral world.
Like an astral world.
That's messed up, bro.
Like, I don't know. They're like Michael Jackson stopped a concert for a bug.
Yeah.
And Travis couldn't. What? There's an emergency thing over there? What the f*** is
that? Nah, that was all a mess. That's like some Firefest shit, bro.
It was messy.
That's like some Firefest.
Yeah. Like, now everyone's got a checkup. Like, when you go to a concert, bro, just be careful. Make sure you're hydrated. Just be aware of your surroundings.
No, because I went to a rave before, right?
Oh, yeah.
This was in the States.
Someone was telling me that shit doesn't even happen at a rave.
That doesn't happen at a rave.
It's more organized.
You know why? Because they have etiquette, fam.
Yeah.
They have etiquette. And they rage hard.
Yeah.
They rage hard. And a lot of those people
are off serious drugs.
They're rolling.
Super smack.
So, fam, they have etiquette, though. Like, if they see somebody that needs help, they know exactly how to deal with it. And that's, like, the culture. Like, everybody's there to have fun together.
Yeah.
It's not like we're just there to get that Instagram post. We're not just there to fucking say it for the story. Yeah. I mean, all those people that ran in, dog, do you think they did it because they're really, really true fans? No, if you're real fans, you would have paid for a ticket.
Yeah.
You get me? Mm-hmm. Those people probably just wanted to post up.
Yeah.
Say they were there. Right?
This new generation gotta tighten up for real, bro. It's getting bad, man.
Cause I was so against like cancel culture, but for something like this when lives are effective. Mm-hmm. Nah, man.
This is the time. That's
the time y'all should cancel.
Yeah, I know. And I'm surprised that they didn't like cancel Uzi yet. Cause like his whole name, you know how he got like Lil Uzi Vert sped up is Lucifer.
Yeah, I know.
And then Lil Uzi Vert shooting at the sky, so he's shooting at God.
That's messed up,
plus,
bro.
Plus, and they know that bullets are not high enough to reach God. That's why he signed with Wiz Khalifa. He's high. And that's why he's gonna help him shoot at God.
Wait, he signed to Wiz Khalifa?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, that's the theory of Lil Uzi. That's how he got his name.
What?
Because Wiz Khalifa is so high that he's gonna help him at God. Which is fucked.
What the fuck?
Yeah. I'm telling you, fam. This whole thing, even the new rapper Yeet.
Yeah.
Like I told you, the lyrics. Devil on my phone told me how to get rich. How many bands? 6-6. Bro. You see it everywhere.
That's messed up, bro.
It's crazy.
But that's the thing. When you leave those subtle hints, people want to make something of it. And I feel like they do that for a reason. Mm-hmm. They do it because they want our reaction to it.
Yeah.
Get me?
Yeah.
They want us to break it down and then put more of a controversy so that it builds up, and then it's on headlines and shit.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this means this. Y'all should look into it. And when you look into it, that's free publicity.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That's free publicity.
Literally, because you're going to headline. Of course, that's what sells, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there was another one where Missy Elliott, you know who Missy Elliott is?
Yeah, right? Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and there was a stigma around her where she was going around saying that she threw some type of devil conjuring.
Oh, shit.
And in the, I think in the MVAs or the Grammys, who did she hang out with mostly? Lil Uzi Vert. They were both together. They were both together.
For real?
And they were all in black. All blacked down. And it was like weird. It was like, oh,
Okay, do you think it's a real agenda then? Do you think it's a real agenda?
The devil shit?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure, man.
Because if you believe in God, you believe in the devil also.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm pretty sure it is, bro. Because you got to do something out of the ordinary to catch a regular listener's attention. And to do that, that's how you're going to do it, right?
Because at the end, it's all a business, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And people always say money's the root of all evil.
Yeah.
To get money, you have to sacrifice certain things and you have to push a certain image that sells.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of leave. That's why people say they sell their soul.
Yeah.
I don't think they necessarily sell their soul, their spirit, but they sell their soul as in like they leave behind their true virtues, and their morals to push that agenda.
Yeah.
You know I mean, I think that's what happens.
Yeah, I know.
And that's why you see with all those rappers, every single one, fam.
Yeah. And yeah, bro, I got to show you this because there's also conspiracies going around with Solfego and saying how he's
with
like, Fago, my favorite. Like, this is my dogs, bro.
Bro.
And like,
and he signed to who?
Travis Scott?
Bro.
Oh, fuck.
He signed to Cactus Jack, fam.
Oh, I just noticed that.
Dua Lipa.
You know, when I play my music to people who I really respect or look up to, then I hear my songs in a different perspective.
Cardi B.
I know what it feels like when you feel like everybody turn your back and like, don't ever think it's because you did something wrong.
Harry Styles.
I feel like I'm falling more and more in love with making music each time I get to do it.
You know these artists for their songs, videos, and epic performances.
But they have so many stories beyond their fame.
That's what we're here to share with you on the Spout Podcast.
We sit down with some of the biggest names in music.
And along the way, our guests reveal stories that even their biggest fans may have never heard before.
Check out the Spout Podcast to hear famous people spout off about more than what they're famous for.
And find out who's spouting off next.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
But yeah, there's this thing, right? So a really like big Freemason symbol.
No, is
the checkered floor.
Oh no, I saw that. I saw that.
And this represents, so it represents the ground floor of like King Solomon's temple. Mm-hmm. And like whenever they have meetings, there's a big long checkered floor route where they all hold the meetings. But in Solfaego's Knock Knock music video, he's wearing a black and white tuxedo and dancing on a checkered floor.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that. Yeah.
Okay, so I didn't have to play it for you.
No, that's a real Freemason like symbolism.
Yeah.
Is that black and white checkered. Mm-hmm. So take this in. In one of Robert Greene's book, what was it called? The Daily Laws. You know how we talk about the laws of power, 48 laws of power, and all of these like psychological tactics to take over somebody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he dropped the book, and it was very odd to me. Fuck. On the cover of the book, The Daily Laws had checkered print on both sides. And it's such an odd cover for a book. I'm like, because his other books aren't like that.
Just randomly just has checkered stripes now.
Yeah. Fuck. And then that being tied to Freemasonry and like satanic symbolism.
Yeah.
Kind of iffy, you know, because looking at the 48 laws of power, those type of tactics can be used to manipulate people. Mm-hmm. He wrote The Laws of Seduction.
There's Laws of Seduction.
Yeah, same thing. He wrote all these books. He even wrote War.
Yeah,
like strategies for war, and all these books. But that one book, The Daily Laws, had the checkered print. I'm like, It doesn't even match the vibe. It doesn't match the vibe of the other books. Mm-hmm. Why'd they put that checkered print on there?
Did you read it?
I read some of it. So what it is, honestly, it's just a compilation of like all of his books.
Oh, okay.
That's what it is, but it gives you a day.
Yeah.
So like, let's say it's October 1st. Uh-huh. You open it, October 1st, it tells you what to read today.
Mm.
And it gives you like it's kind of like a Bible.
So every day you're reading more of the prophecy of the Freemason?
Nah, chill.
Wait, hold on. Because I remember someone told me to talk about this. I don't know if you know about this. Oh, the Bohemian Grove.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know about that?
Yeah, bro. I know all about that, fam.
Okay, you got to educate me on that. Because I know all I know is that they do crazy rituals in the woods, right?
So there's this guy named Alex Jones, right? Mm-hmm. He's a huge conspiracy theorist. Yeah. Huge. He's like the main guy. If you want to hear conspiracies, he even called shit. He even predicted shit. Like Bohemian Grove was one of them. He snuck into Bohemian Grove. And he saw all of these elites, all of these rich and powerful people, politicians, celebrities, who name it. I think I'm pretty sure even presidents were part of Bohemian Grove.
Oh, shit.
That's what he was saying. Mm-hmm. Part of this lodge. And what they did, bro, they had like a huge owl kind of monument, like a statue.
Yeah.
And they had like a, it's like in the shape of a body.
Mm-hmm.
And they were burning it in front of the big owl.
Oh, like a sacrifice.
And then they were all like screaming or whatever, like, whatever. Like hyping it up.
Yeah.
So you can imagine all of these rich, powerful people come together and take part in this.
Yeah.
What's that really for, bro? What's that really for?
Yeah.
And go into like, yo, even on the dollar bill, somebody sent me this. Shout out to her.
Yeah.
She sent me this. On the dollar bill in the corner, if you really zoom in, there's like a little owl.
What?
There's a little, there's like a super little owl. And there's so many, there's so much symbolism with the owl because it goes back to even ancient Egyptians, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of Freemasonry symbols, the eye, the all-seeing eye, Illuminati, it all comes from ancient Egyptian symbols, hieroglyphics, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's weird that owl is there. The owl is worshipped where? Bohemian Grove. And what is it the logo of?
No. Fuck, we can't even. Oh,
I'm not even going to say the name, but what's the logo? Oh
my God, owl, bro. It's fucked, man. Like, there's also some shit I read about, too. Is like, you know about the Illuminati ball?
Nah. What's the Illuminati ball?
Why'd you knock on wood?
I was just thinking of something. That's why I knocked on wood.
Okay. Yeah, the Illuminati ball, fam, is like, it's like kind of that. Like, they throw rituals, except, like, you only get, like, invitations for specific.
Yo, that's just the Met Gala, fam.
Yeah, no, for real, fam.
That's just the Met Gala.
I was thinking it, but nah, it's like, I seen pictures of it.
Yeah.
And then, like, everyone in the first meal, right? They're gathered around a table.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is blindfolded.
Oh,
in the first meal, and you just eat. And there's waiters with like the waiters are with the cat mask or whatever you think.
Oh, like animal mask. Yeah.
And I was like, yo, Squid Game.
that's where they got it from. Yeah, honestly, that's where they got it from.
And like the people in Squid Game were watching two people kill each other.
Oh yeah.
So is that in any relation to they were like the Illuminati and they were just watching the sacrifices?
Because that there's a lot of conspiracy with Squid Game, and people are saying like it's trying to wake us up to it.
Oh yeah,
it's trying to show us like maybe this stuff happens and look at all of this symbolism, right?
Yeah,
because even just them, like I said it before, the imbalance of rich and poor, the poor doing whatever they can to survive, get that money, and then it's the poor and the rich are making the poor fight each other. That's what it is at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And we have to kind of wake up to that. Like, we shouldn't be fighting each other.
We should be bonding together to...
To overcome it. Overcome the problem. But that's the
thing. It's not simple. It's not
simple. It's not like an easy plan. Yeah. Like, you can just... Oh, this is the solution? Nah. Like, there's obviously so many different things that play into that.
Exactly. Because, like, 25% of people, they don't care. They just live their life. Then you get the 10% people that are super, like, woke.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, are trying to convince the rest of the people that don't care that a thing. And they're just deemed as crazy.
Yeah.
So I don't think it'll always be like this.
I heard that there's supposed to be, like, an awakening.
Huh?
People are saying we're becoming more woke. We're becoming more... That's such a cringe term, feel me?
Yeah, I know.
But it's like a... It's so true. Like, we're seeing things now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's in plain sight. And it was in plain sight before, but now we're understanding it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Now we're understanding it. And we're becoming the quote-unquote more woke.
Yeah.
So, do you ever wonder why they call us Generation Z?
No, why?
Because they say we're the last generation.
Oh, no. Chill.
Think about it. Why Z? The last one was millennials. Why Z?
Yeah, X, Y, Z. Oh, no, because I thought that, because you know how with 2012?
Yeah.
I thought in 2021, we were all going to die because they just mixed up the numbers.
Some shit like that.
Yeah, some shit like that.
But they're saying Generation Z, it won't, maybe not necessarily the last generation on Earth.
Yeah.
But the last generation to live the past life.
Mm.
So after us, the next generations, they're going to experience a different society, different world. So that it can either turn two ways. It can either become... this is tough to talk about, but like can be a very like tyrannical experience or it can be a very freeing experience.
Yeah.
Depending on how you look at the world and how it might turn out.
Yeah. Dystopia, utopia type thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Going to dystopia. You know what dystopia means.
Yeah. I know. After, because I remembered Travis's main newspaper letter.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, welcome to the new, let's create a new dystopia or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And I searched up what it meant. It was like violence.
It's pretty much the worst world you can imagine.
Yeah.
A dystopian future is pretty much just like Armageddon. It's like Hunger Games is considered dystopian.
Mm-hmm.
Like
the book we all read.
Maze Runner, no. Dystopian. Oh, 1984, that's a dystopian society.
The Giver.
The Giver, that's a dystopian society also.
Yeah.
So it's so weird. You know what? I feel like he planned that title, Dystopia, Utopia, for this time, which makes sense because it does feel iffy right now.
Yeah.
It almost feels like, yo, what's next? What's next with the world?
Mm-hmm.
Yummy?
Yeah.
And it could only turn out two ways. Is it going to be a dystopia or a utopia?
Yeah, I know. I feel like because like that's his main aesthetic, right? Dystopia for the concert. So I thought that he was only going to do that now to like create this hell scene, right? But after all that chaos, he was going to drop his album, Utopia.
Yeah.
And that was going to be like...
A different vibe.
The good saving God stuff.
I don't know. Why was it like so satanic or like looked so demonic?
I know.
I thought Utopia was going to be good, man. I thought it was going to be like good vibes.
If you see at the beginning, there's videos where the music and the countdown was so like... It was like the energy. You can already feel the energy. It was like the... Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
Like, what the...
I don't know, bro.
And like the dove like getting burned.
No,
like,
it was a phoenix.
It was a phoenix getting burned. Yeah. Yeah, it was all f***ed up. Like the aesthetic was crazy.
Bro, did you see like the
oh yeah, we gotta react to some of this.
Hold on. I saw this video on TikTok, bro. Look at this shit.
Okay, well, yeah.
They see like figures on top of the stage and shit. Look.
Shadow figures walking above.
So people are saying like they're shadow figures. You see that? It's almost like it looks like a sleep paralysis demon fan.
What the? Were those real people or like?
I don't even know. Is it part of like the screen?
The screen, yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. Maybe it's part of the screen, but that's mad weird. Wow. You get me? So take this in. So people, oh, there's another one.
Yeah.
Oh, they deleted it.
They deleted it? What happened?
Yo, they deleted it.
Let me see.
They deleted it. There's another TikTok.
Yeah.
Of like a shadow figure dropping into the crowd. Not on the stage. Not on the stage for a screen. It wasn't even that.
Yeah.
It was like you see a shadow drop into the crowd, fam. Like it looked like a ghost, bro. So take this in.
Yeah.
Astroworld, right? Astroworld. The name Astroworld. Mm-hmm. People are saying it's very reminiscent to the astral world.
Oh.
So when you astral project, you go into the world, the astral world, which you can see angelics or demons.
And that's
what
happened.
Messed up, bro. Like it's so weird his playing with that vibe. It may be true or not. I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, who knows?
Because what was before this? Did Travis even do this devil shit before? Was it
I don't think he did.
I don't think he did.
It's just now. It's weird.
Yeah. It's funny that now it says, the demon high shit and then this shit's happening. It's all weird.
And, bro. Okay, look. Let's look at more of this stuff.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people want us to react to these conspiracies, but look. For example, the face.
Yeah, I've seen this one. The hell mouth.
The hell mouth?
Yeah.
That's mad odd, bro.
Yeah.
Like, maybe true or not, just the coincidence alone. Like, see, when he has that type of symbolism, the inverted cross and stuff, like, the t-shirt, the eyes, that's so weird.
Yeah, the eyes.
The eyes. And then it looks like the demon from, what's that movie, Pan's Labyrinth?
Yeah.
Like a spirit of hell.
Wait, to get in the concert, you have to walk through Travis's mouth?
In Astroworld, yeah.
Holy shit.
This was like for 2017, I think. I mean, 2018, my bad. Yeah,
I know, because I've also seen like demonic pictures of the mouth and the roller coaster. And what did Travis do at one of his concerts? He did the roller coaster shit. Like, it was the exact same painting. So I'm like, oh my goodness. Like, he's been riding this demonic wave. Like, it's cool now.
But it's so, like, I didn't see that before.
Yeah.
It's crazy because when a tragedy like that happens, that's when people start looking even deeper into things.
Yeah.
And it becomes even more messy, right? So for Travis, like, if you are kind of promoting that image, like, what do you do now? Like, there's no way to come back, fam. He really has to do something to change our minds about it. Like, obviously, I believe, like, everybody can change for the better, but we gotta see, like...
This is crazy. This is, like...
This is...
Up there,
fam. Yeah, this is pretty up there. I think this is one of the biggest moments in music like that.
Because, fam, you... Travis, with the Fortnite, you have kids looking up to you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You have, like, 3-year-old kids listening to your music.
Literal, like, 7, 8-year-old, 10-year-old.
And you're gonna play with this message you're giving them super early.
You see Fortnite, they took out Travis's skin.
They did?
And they took out Travis's skin.
Good, fam. Like,
bro,
you can't use that no more, bro. It's really hashtag cancel Travis, bro.
I think he's getting canceled, like, yeah, for real.
You can, bro.
I think that's it, bro.
Yeah.
RIP the sickle mode sounds, though.
I know, yeah.
RIP the sickle mode.
It was a good run, man. 50 episodes. We got it 50 episodes.
Exactly 50.
Oh,
no, actually 51.
Yeah. Did he use it in Josh episode?
Yeah, he's in Josh episode. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so y'all were wondering, that's because it was filmed before that. So.
And the crazy thing is like episode one, I was like, yo, I've always wanted to go to Travis.
Yeah,
somebody commented about that now. Fuck. Now I'm scared. Like, it sucks because now I'm scared to go to like
any concert.
I'm a rager. I'm a rager in general.
Mm-hmm.
At the club. Let's like push around, but Cardi, man, like, did you see him in the Miley Cyrus one?
Nah.
He's like, there's some people in the Miley Cyrus that are trying to get out, but fuck it, let's rage, go.
Word.
And then they were trampling the Miley Cyrus people that were trying
to
leave.
That's messed up, bro. See, he has so many moments like that.
Oh no, there's a lot. He's like Chicago, I love y'all, you know that.
Nah, the did you see the kid? He was like gonna jump off the ledge, or he was on the railing of one of his concerts.
Of which one?
Travis's concert. Travis had a concert, and then this kid, he was like on the railing, and he was gonna do like a dive.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, like a swan dive into the crowd, bro. So he saw him, and he was on the mic. He's like, "So the real question is, are you gonna do it though?" And you know what he said? He's like, "Don't worry, they're gonna catch you." Blah blah.
Oh, I seen this.
Yeah, he's like, "They're gonna catch you."
Yeah,
bruh. He was encouraging that shit, fam.
Yeah.
Nobody caught him.
And he injured. He got injured, right?
Bro, he got injured and he got paralyzed.
Yeah. My goodness, bro.
I'm surprised he didn't get like a huge lawsuit for that.
No, he got arrested for that. It was a
that was the one.
I think so. I think he got no. He got arrested multiple times for doing this shit. Like, he's the riot guy.
It's tough because I was a Travis fan for him. Yeah. Like, if it's coming from me, like, this is some serious shit.
You know what? To get all this truth out, you know Vlad, right?
Vlad TV.
There's a theory that Vlad TV is a federal op.
I can see
you
that.
Know this. You know this.
Because, he even talks like a police officer.
Yeah. No. Because, and here's the thing. Here's the reason why.
Yeah.
One of the rappers that went on to his thing knew he was an op because he's not even in the room. He's talking to a computer. The rapper was talking to a computer the whole time.
Oh shit.
So like the voice of Vlad was just there.
Oh, you're a fed.
You're a fed. And he's the reason for Casanova's recent case.
Oh,
like
really?
Vlad was the one that got him talking.
Arrested?
Yeah, talking, and he got
to
him
snitch
arrested.
On himself.
Yes.
Bruh.
So if we want the answers for all this demonic shit, please, Vlad, this is your time, bro.
Find out.
Find out if like this is all like a scheme.
Oh man. Do you think Nardwar is one of those two? Loki Nardwar is a fed, bro. Nardwar might be a fed.
Yo, Loki Nardwar might put on this goofy
character.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I'm saying.
He researches like crazy.
Yeah.
Yo, Nardwar.
And he's been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, you're right.
A long time.
But I love Nardwar, man.
I love Nardwar. So he's sick.
Probably the one of the most interesting interviewers out there.
Fam. Yeah, but Nardwar theory, he's low-key a fed.
Yeah.
That's why he knows all that shit, man. He's part of the FBI.
Like, imagine, okay, if he mentions about you, what's like, if he knew my JK teacher, what the?
Yeah, that's weird.
Who are you calling? Who are you calling?
Yeah. Do you think he calls like friends and friends?
Oh, yeah. No.
Probably, right?
Yeah. He does.
I guess if it's like friends, they're gonna tell them something like super crazy to blow their mind.
Yeah, that's true.
Like this one time.
Yeah, I know. But then he would take it a step further by contacting that elementary school teacher and telling him how he acted and shit like that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He was like, yo, yeah, Miss Lancey said you were a bad kid. What?
Yeah,
how'd
yeah.
How'd you
yeah.
get that info from me?
That's crazy. Have you ever watched that show You?
You? Shit. No, I haven't.
No? So he's like this guy, and then he's like a stalker.
Yeah.
And he dives in. If he gets obsessed with somebody, mm-hmm. he gets obsessed with this girl in the show, and he wants to date her. But what he does, he like stalks her. He figures out like all her interests are.
Yeah.
He puts himself in positions to be the hero, uh-huh. kind of find her. And then when that happens, like, she has no idea he put all those puzzle pieces together to be in that place.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She just sees the good side of it. Like, he seems like a nice guy. Mm-hmm. So it's crazy, bro. Yeah. Imagine all the manipulation people could do to be in those positions.
When I was small, the thing that really traumatized me was we had a hacker presentation mm-hmm. at our elementary school, and there was a kid who a little girl that was taking selfies, right?
Yeah.
And still had the location on, and they were showing how the hacker got her location and went to her house and was stalking her.
Oh.
And that shit, I can never stop thinking about that shit.
Yeah, because I think if you take a picture with your camera right now mm-hmm. on any iPhone,
yeah,
if you keep the location on. it keeps like a geo signal
yeah.
where you took that picture, yeah. and it's available for hackers to see if they compromise it.
Fam, you know what was crazy? Because one of my friends,
yeah.
I canceled on a plan, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was in downtown Toronto.
Yeah.
Right? And I said I was at home because I just didn't want to go out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he goes to Snapchat Maps.
Oh.
He goes, yo, Gavin. Yo, I thought you were home, fam. I said, I am, bro. He's like, oh, yeah? Well, what? I'll show you the screenshot.
He caught you.
That shit is crazy. Like, you can really pinpoint where everyone is at a certain time through Snapchat.
That's why you got to be, like, you got to be aware. You got me? You gotta be aware. Like, if you leave these settings on, people can see that shit.
But Snapchat, I swear, it doesn't like tell you about location like when you're first.
No, it does. It does. It shows you on the map.
That's fucked up.
Man. That's why if you're gonna do like these things behind closed doors, fam, you gotta like be smart.
Yeah, I know.
You can't just do reckless shit.
Yeah, I know.
You
and
know?
There's a new one going around where they would say your package from blah 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 is in. You tap this link,
and they
would get all your shit.
Yeah,
I almost got that.
Really?
Because I actually have a package coming in, mm-hmm. and I was like, oh, it's finally in. But then I look at the number. I was like,
you gotta check the email address.
Yeah.
Anytime you get a like a sketchy email, check the email address first. Yeah. It might just be like some random numbers, some Chinese characters in there.
Fam, remember trying to hack you. Remember when we were gonna get verified for TikTok?
Oh yeah, fam, that was a crazy one.
We're like, let's go, right?
Yeah.
And then I click the link. It's like, okay, we just need your password. I'm like, what? Your email, your password, your phone number. What the
and
fuck?
check the email address, and it's like, all that like sketch shit. Like, what it was is like this?
joe.com.
Yeah, so next though,
they tried it.
Yeah, do you ever search up killerjoe.com when you're a kid? You know what that is?
No, what is that?
killerjoe.com.
killerjoe.com. Never? Is that like a cursed site?
No, it's not cursed, but okay. It used to be like a prank. Okay. So you go to killerjoe.com and it's just like a regular site, and all of a sudden, boom, it's like the scream face. You know the girl from what's that movie called? Exorcist, the girl from Exorcist, the crazy zombie girl. It pops up and scares you. I used to prank everybody with that shit. My.
I remember I threw this really like crazy prank on Miles when in computer class, that computer class. So there's a website where you can type in a question like, where is Miles's address, right? And then you have to click a key button and then type in the answer yourself. So when you press enter, it'll give you your answer.
Oh yeah, I remember that. I was there.
And Miles was like, what the fuck?
He was so shook. Yeah, he was
like,
so what the
fuck? He's like, yo, ask me about my wife. Ask me about my wife. So I was like, yo, what's my next wife going to be? I was like, Helen. He was like, what the fuck? He's like, who's Helen? Right? It's f***ed up, the pranks that you can play with that shit, man.
No, that was so funny because I think you saw his like notification of like a girl and then you typed in her name.
That was a tough show.
And it's funny because he never told us about that girl before.
I know.
It's just the fact you saw it and he's like, yo, this guy was so shook.
And then I was so shook. I think I took it a step further and ended it because it was like, Miles wanted to know how he died. Like, would you want to know how you die? I feel like.
Hell no.
You don't?
I don't want to know how. I don't want to know. Okay. Well, would you rather know how or when?
How or when?
If it's how or when, damn, that's tough.
That's a good question. When? Because if it's like,
when?
When?
When is better than how?
Because you can actually maximize your time.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you're going to die from a car, fam. I'm not going to die from a car, fam.
No, but I think also both situations is just tough because it's like, you're still going to be thinking about it in your head no matter what. And it just changes life for you.
Yeah.
That sucks, bro.
It's weird, man. It's weird.
You don't want any of those options.
Yeah, that's why, man. You just gotta live life to the fullest at that point, man. Do what you want. Because I remember I seen a nurse. Mm-hmm. Like shout out to the people that actually like are nurses and see like people dying every day.
Yeah.
Because like someone
they get PTSD.
Yeah, there was a TikTok where it's like I quit my job because I just couldn't handle it.
That's mad depressing, bro. Imagine seeing people die like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Tough.
So just do what you want in life, man. Because you only have one. You know?
Yeah. Do you think a lot of those people in health services, when they see people that die, do you think they see a lot of spirits too?
Oh shit, spirits?
Because I think that's a real thing. I don't know if I told this story before, but there was a story of when one of my Lola's sisters, she was in the hospital.
Yeah.
There was a story going around how there was a doctor, right? And this doctor would talk to every single one of the patients at some point and be like, don't worry, you're going to be saved. You're going to be saved, right? Mm-hmm. And what happened was they would turn out well, but that doctor didn't exist. That doctor, so one of the patients, they were like, can I talk to that doctor again? He like comforted me, right?
Yeah.
And they were like, what doctor? She was describing him.
Yeah.
He was a tall man, brown hair, whatever.
Uh-huh.
There's no person that works there like that.
Yeah.
Like, there's no doctor like that.
What the fuck?
So everybody was tweaking like, who was that then?
Yeah, yeah.
So the rumor is that he was an angel.
Mm.
He was actually a spirit there to comfort all of the people that were on the brink of death.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. No, because there's a lot of stories of ghosts in the hospital. Like, there was the one, I think, in Virginia, where a nurse was on the graveyard shift, right?
Yeah.
And then she went into the washroom, and she heard her name. It was like, hey, or some shit like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she goes back. She's like, yo, did one of you guys call me? No one said nothing, right?
And well, wait, like, what was that?
Huh?
What was it?
It was a ghost.
Oh, fuck.
It was a ghost in the hospital. Why do you think they call it graveyard shift?
Oh, shit.
Like, come on. Like, that's where the demons come out to play. 12 o'clock. Like, when I was a kid. Snuggled up in my bed.
You ever try that?
It's like King's ritual? Yeah, I tried it yesterday.
No. Something else. There's like another one. There's another one where you're supposed to put your arms against like the door. And then you keep it there. And you walk three steps forward.
Yeah.
And then automatically they're going to raise higher.
Huh?
Like you do some shit where you put your arms out to like two walls.
Yeah.
Right. And you hold it. I think you hold it low, actually. You hold it low like this.
Yeah. And they start rising.
And then you walk away. As much as you try not to rise it, it'll rise up on its own. You never seen that before?
Is it actually true or like?
No, like it actually works. It actually it has something to do with our body, not necessarily spirits, but just that play on it to think about spirits is mad weird, right?
Yeah.
So I seen this TikTok actually.
Okay. Great transition.
I know I'm the goat with it. But listen. I seen this TikTok actually. Yeah. It's in a jail. I'm on jail TikTok, by the way.
Okay.
So check this out. So they do this thing with their hands. See how they stack their hands like that? Mm. They put it over. They're going to try and lift him.
I seen this.
Right? And when they lift him, they're able to lift him up all the way.
Yeah.
Right? Check this out.
And he's big too.
He's big.
He's heavy.
So they didn't do it properly the first time. See? And they couldn't lift him. Okay. So now they put their hands in that position.
Yep, they're stacking it.
They stack it, and then they release their hands in a way. Look. One after the other. Then check this out. The before they were able to lift him, look at him now. You see that? See how big he is? Bro, that guy's definitely like, I'm not fat shaming. He's definitely like over 200 pounds.
Yeah, for sure.
He's big.
And they lift it with at least one hand, right?
Yeah, everybody was lifting him just like that.
That's crazy.
And see how high it was compared to before? They could barely lift him.
I know.
It's crazy.
It's crazy, bro. I remember people did that to me at my school.
Mm-hmm.
And then the number one thing to combat it, like this is like, is to go like this.
What does that do?
I don't know. To ground your hands on something, on a flat surface. So you can't go up anymore.
What?
Yeah. So if someone tries to do that, if you go like this, they can't lift you up no more.
That might just be something they're mental, no?
No, it's I've tried it before.
It's like grounding?
Yeah, it's like grounding.
Because grounding's real.
Yeah, grounding's real.
Grounding's real. And thinking about the vibrations and things.
Yeah.
Maybe that has something to do with it. Maybe that has something to do. Or do you think it has something to do with witchcraft? Which one?
I think it's grounding, to be honest.
Or do you think it's all together? Do you think all that shit works together?
I don't think it's witchcraft. This shouldn't be witchcraft.
No, that shit with the ritual, like with the hands. Because hands hold power.
Yeah.
You know that? You know in Tai Chi, when they do the movements?
Yeah.
It comes from the hands, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Speaking of grounding, just because you said that, there was a guy I seen a video of,
mm-hmm.
who he was on a really bad trip. And he was like, the trip hasn't lasted yet. It's been 10 years already. Right?
Oh, it lasted for 10 years?
Yeah. And like, it's still not getting better, right?
Yeah.
And I've seen the comments. The number one thing people says, take off your shoes, go walk on grass, go ground yourself. Because this is probably an ego death, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then just a lot of meditation, a lot of shit. But there was a song that was playing in the back. It was like the weirdest song ever. It's like, once you're on drugs, it never lasts. Some shit like that. It never ends. Like, have you heard that song?
Nah, I never heard that song.
Bro, hold on.
It's like a curse song.
I don't know. It's fucked though. I don't.
No, the worst one is tiptoe through the window.
Okay, that one.
I hate that.
Yeah, that one's fucked.
I hate that.
Whenever I think about that, it's just like, oh, I don't know.
I remember I used to watch these like cursed YouTube videos, like a compilation of cursed shit, right? Mm-hmm. Bro, I hate it to this day. And then one of them was like a picture. It was a painting.
Okay.
And it's a painting of this boy. And supposedly this painting is cursed. So if you stare at it long enough, you either get sick or you feel really, really ill.
Okay.
Just looking at it, bro, I felt like I was gonna fall asleep.
Word.
Like I was gonna pass. I was wide awake at that time. But if I felt like so heavy, like something was pushing down on me.
Yeah.
And I was gonna like close my eyes.
Fam.
So what if I did, like I was looking at it, what if I did go into like a state and then like some dream sense.
Yeah. And this is
and
all,
I seen something else, bro.
This is all from a picture, right?
That's from a picture. So it's a famous painting. I forgot what it's called exactly. It's a picture of a boy.
Yeah, there's
it's
another
cursed.
There's another story that I have of three girls that went to a cottage, right?
Yeah.
And in front of the fireplace is a big painting of this man, right? Mm. And as soon as they came in, they knew there was like some type of spirit in here.
Yeah.
And whenever they looked at it, they got an eerie feeling of the painting, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the whole night, right, before they were going up in they were climbing the double bed, the bunk bed, the ladder tipped over.
Oh, shit.
Right? What do you call this? When they were cooking, flames started out of nowhere.
Fuck.
Right? And there was one scene where they went out to the lake. They were all chilling, right?
Yeah.
And she looked at the reflection and she got pushed in the lake.
Nobody there?
Yeah. And she looked behind you. She was like, yo, sister, why did you push me?
Yeah.
She was like, I didn't push you.
Oh, my. Bro.
They left as soon as that happened.
Fuck that, bro.
I hate looking at those like weird paintings that just look at you, bro.
Because I forgot who said it. It was a famous artist. And they said a painting can give off energy.
Yeah.
It can give off like actual spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And what if that painting, those cursed paintings, they held a spirit in of its own And rather than giving a positive outcome, it was evil.
Yeah.
Because maybe it had intention behind it. So a lot of people, a lot of artists talk about this when they create something, whether it be a song, whether it be a movie, whether it be a painting,
yeah.
they put their soul and what they're going through at the time into that painting.
Yeah.
So let's say, I think Tarantino actually said it, he was working on a movie. If I'm working on a movie and I'm going through a breakup with somebody,
yeah.
that's going to play into the movie somehow, even though the theme of the movie isn't that.
That's
get
fire.
Me? Like yeah. the feel, the mood of it is going to play into it somehow because that's how the director's feeling at the time.
That's fire.
So imagine like a painter, he's going through something very dark mm-hmm. at the time and he puts that energy because that feeling is the energy.
Yeah.
And putting it onto a canvas, whether it be a digital canvas or a physical one, mm-hmm. is putting that energy into it.
Yeah.
So maybe it can radiate off of it.
Yeah, I know.
Because think about just creating spiritual objects, mm-hmm. right? At some point, it was ingredients put together with a purpose. Get me? That's why a lot of crystals look at the organ, you know, the organite pyramids?
Yeah.
Feel me? That was made for a purpose. Mm-hmm. So when they build it, they have intention as they build it so that it creates that mood, that feeling yeah. for that purpose.
Mm-hmm. But when shit like that happens, like Tarantino says, like when they're going through like some shit and they put it on a canvas, that's when the best art comes out though.
Yeah.
Cause like it exactly. just captures
No, cause it's genuine. It's that's genuine, why it's yeah. very genuine. And yeah. it's very human in a sense. You know what I mean? Yeah. When something's very human, that's where
it's
really
like realistic. It's like realistic.
That's where you grasp onto it, right?
Yeah, I know. That's why, like, I created my best art when I was going through the most.
Mm.
That's why, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, when I really try to sit down and think of something, it's not even my best because it's, like, I'm not really putting my, like, pain into it, you know?
You know what it is, though? When you do go through creative process, how is your creative process right now?
My creative process is literally just I have to be in a totally, like comfortable state, not think of anything.
Yeah.
And it just has to come to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is right now.
So, for me, it's almost a... I don't even brainstorm like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I don't brainstorm either.
I don't sit down and try to think of ideas, but if I do, I'll be able to do it.
Yeah.
But I think some of my best stuff comes out very impulsive.
Yeah, exactly.
Comes out very impulsive to where it's like, damn, you know what? I want to do that.
Yeah.
Or it's something will remind me of like a sector in that niche or whatever that yeah. I want to take a chance at, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to go do it.
Yeah.
And I think somebody's commented something about like a youth group.
Okay.
Right? I'm like, damn, you know what would be sick? What if I had my own like summer camp
of just like
The jumpers jump?
How to come up with ideas at another?
No, event? No. What if I just had a summer camp? Just like have fun, bro, with our fans, with our supporters.
Oh, that's what you came up with.
Yeah. What if I have something like that? Like that's I'm smart. Like ideas. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
ideas.
Yeah.
Just see, even if it sounds dumb at the time, it yeah. sounds crazy. These little ideas that they can grow into something even bigger.
Yeah.
Just that idea of like, I wanna create a community mm-hmm. that can be taken as something else. Maybe I take that community aspect of it and I bring it into, okay, maybe I wanna make a platform mm-hmm. that brings the community together. Yeah. It doesn't have to necessarily be that one idea.
Yeah, that's sick. That's why, but going back to the art thing, like I don't believe there is a certain creative block. Because there's no...
No, there artist, is. I think so.
I don't know. Because to me, there's no timeline of, oh, I got to put this design out. So I got to think of something. I got to put this design out. It's literally whatever you think about. That's why you can take the most time you want with a thing. Just let it come to you. That's
I don't know. It depends though. Because a lot of people, they have like a gun to their head. You know what I mean? Like if you're a struggling artist, let's take an artist that has nothing at the time and they need to make it good. Mm-hmm. For an opportunity that arises. Let's say Virgil's coming to town. You have 3 days to make a design for him.
Oh, okay.
What are you going to do?
Something like that.
You have to have it in you to
come
push
up.
Through that.
Yeah.
It can't just be natural all the time. You still have to grind.
Okay, yeah.
You get me?
Yeah, because right now, yeah, I don't have anything like that. It's just like literally whatever comes to my head.
I think it's just the practice of being creative in itself, mm-hmm. right? Because being creative is kind of a skill.
Yeah.
Right? As much as it is natural, it is a skill to be able to do it on a just like on a that, second
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, like those guys who with chalk
yeah.
and just paint pictures of that's skill.
Yeah, it takes time. It yeah. takes time to kind of understand your thought, your way of thinking, yeah. and then seeing where it can branch off into things, right?
Yeah.
For example, if an artist just put like a gun to his head, like you have to get it done at this time,
yeah.
or you miss that opportunity and it's over for you, mm-hmm. you got to be able to show up.
I know.
Just like in comedy, a lot of comedians, if they want to make a good impression,
yeah,
they got to pull that shit out.
Man, being on a comedy stage is crazy because once you start bombing, it's tough.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough, bro.
But that's what it takes to bomb those first yeah. few times so yeah. you're not afraid.
I know. And then the next few times, like you've seen what hell was like. Now when everyone's cheering you on, you know what heaven is like.
Yeah.
You gotta experience the bad, right?
Mm-hmm. I remember when I first started teaching swimming, when I was coaching, I'd fumble my words sometimes. I'm like, blah blah blah. I'd speak too fast or some shit, or wouldn't come out smooth. But the more I did it, and then I see like I'm getting comfortable with the idea that okay, I could fumble words.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
That's when I get better, bro.
Yeah.
That's when you get better. And then that's when I started really coming out with my own way of coaching.
Yeah, exactly.
And it just becomes like the Carlos way. Like, damn, that's perfect. I love that way it sounds, you know?
Yeah, because I'm a Taekwondo teacher too. And then when they threw me into the water as soon, like I didn't know anything, right? And they're like, okay, Gavin, go up and teach 50 students, right? I'm like, oh man, I don't know how to do this. And there's added pressure because the parents are watching you and the parents are paying for lessons. So that's going through my head the whole time. Okay, I can't waste their time. But as soon as I was like, yo, let's just do it. The more practice I got, boom, it's easy now.
Yeah, because a lot of people, they think about the parents too.
The parents, yeah.
You kind of do have to keep that in mind, but don't be nervous about it. You just got to have fun with it. So it's like, oh yeah, they're going to see this one. Yeah. Like, all right,
I know.
Big kick, you know, something like that. You know what I mean?
All my life, I've just been, it's just the pressure of your parents being there and watching you do good. Like, remember, I quit basketball based off, like, it was too much pressure for me.
Yeah.
But I used to tell my dad and mom, I didn't want you at my games.
Really?
I played better when my dad wasn't at my games because I developed a bad habit.
Yeah.
Whenever I shot it and missed,
I would look.
How do you know that?
I just know.
I would look. And my dad would be like, stop looking at me, right? And just play the game. But it was in my head. It was like too much for me.
Yeah, because that's where it stems from, is like the approval.
Yeah,
you kind of chase that approval, and if you let that affect you, look. Who was it? I think it was Kanye that said it.
Yeah.
He said, if you always try and come up with the best answer for everything, come up with the best way of doing something, then it becomes like what? That's a test.
Yeah.
Right. So if you take that, if you take that idea of it, your whole life will become a test, and you don't want to be tested your whole life.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you just want to exist.
Well, one of my grade A teachers told me he was the best at taking tests, like because he was so laid back while everyone else was stressed, right?
Yeah.
And then the number one thing he told me before you take a test, you sit there, you just calm down, but you go like this. Because like if you clench your teeth, I noticed this before like exams too. When I'm sleeping, I would clench my teeth. I would be like. The whole time. But if you let that stress go, you're more relaxed, right?
In the jaw.
It's all from here.
Word.
That's why if you see me before a test, if you guys go to university, you do that? I go like this.
I used to always do the...
What?
The laid back.
Yeah. Because you... Fam, the anxiety of the paper going to will break 25% of students.
Really?
Yeah.
I think personally, I never had an anxiety where it made me do bad in a test. I never got that. You got that before?
I had so many times, bro.
I think for me, it was more like, okay, let's just do it. You know? It's not even like, it wasn't even like, oh. Like, there's nothing to be, in my opinion, if you're going to do a big test, especially, there's no stress. Because look, it's either you know it or you don't. That's it. You just know it or you don't.
Yeah.
It's either it comes out that day or you don't.
Exactly.
So don't let it affect you too much for where it's like, I gotta. Who cares?
Yeah, real
if sure. you know it, write down the answer. If you don't, then next one.
Oh my God. That's actually fact. Yo, take that in. Write that. For
But that's with everything, right? That's with everything. Like if you find struggles in your life, challenges, you either take it that way or you take it the other. Yep. Like, are you going to stress about it or are you going to find a solution?
Yeah, I know. And like people wait around like me, like the usual, yo, get your G. I procrastinated bare, right? To the final minute. So like this test was like do or die, fam. But then I viewed it as like, okay, fam, I know how to drive.
Yeah.
If I don't pass, it is what it is. You got to just move on.
Yeah, who cares?
And like I've developed that kind of mindset of like, it is what it is. And I kind of have to get out of that because some things I got to be like, okay, I have to do good in this. But other things, I can't like a bad test.
Yeah.
I don't let that affect me no more.
And you know what too? And I think this is kind of bad, but it's kind of good in my sense. It's like, if I mess up on something, I don't really give a big deal about it.
Right.
Like if I let somebody down, as sad as that is, like sometimes like, I'm like, damn, okay, I'm just going to do better next time.
Yeah.
Like, but I don't like let it kill me.
Word.
I don't let it like destroy me. I don't let it like bother me. Like I'm just going to improve on it.
Yeah.
So there's this one time, right? We were in, I was in competitive swimming.
Yeah.
And we were doing a relay.
Okay.
We were doing a relay and I think I was anchor actually. No, I was like the third
okay,
or second, something like that, whatever.
Yeah.
But it was a relay. the guy was coming to my end, mm-hmm. and then I was gonna dive, right?
Yeah.
So he didn't even touch the wall yet, but I guess I got too excited because we already had in the lead. I'm like, yo, we're gonna kill this, right? We're gold medals, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't touch the wall yet, but I jumped in, I guess off instinct.
Oh.
And we ran with it. I'm like, fuck, disqualified. Like, we got disqualified, right? And then when it came time to go to the team and to the coach and shit,
yeah.
everyone's like, yo, you disqualified us, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And you know how I felt?
How? You felt no ways.
No ways. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah. ah, damn.
Yo,
I feel like they were so pissed. They were so pissed because I didn't care.
Bro, that's.
But I wanted to feel bad. Yeah, it's just I did it.
Yo, that's my toxic trait too. Because when people are in a stressful situation,
mm-hmm.
when I'm in a stressful situation and I make a mistake, I laugh it off.
Dude,
it's bad.
That,
it's bad,
yeah,
because it's like, yo, you should like take this serious. I'm like, yeah, I will, bro. I will. Like, I'm so laid back that it pisses people off. But like, yeah. I do want to care. Like, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
But it's just bad. I gotta stop that.
but for that, it's kind of a skill in a sense of like, if you want to be very content with yourself,
yeah.
or if you want to be very confident in you mm-hmm. and very comfortable with who you are,
yeah.
then that's a good trait. That's a good trait. Don't let other people's approval or you messing up on something be too much of a catalyst on whether you're going to be happy.
But I just can't,
that just came out smooth. Holy fuck.
Hold that. But I can't fucking... You'll see this on your story.
Yeah.
But you can't fucking... what do you call this? Laugh it off at some points. Because like when you're in a business environment, you can't do that shit, bro. Because they're just going to fire you.
Yeah, yeah. But at the end of the day, it is what it is.
It is
what it is, right?
Ryan's
punch. That's why my biggest thing is like, if somebody ever does me dirty, then I always see it as like, they fucked up because now they can't have this.
Mm-hmm.
You know
what
I mean?
What do you mean? Like breaking...
Let's say somebody cheats on you or whatever, goes against you.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's like, I don't take it personally as of, damn, that hurts so bad. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not going to have them no more. I take it as like, damn, they really dropped the ball.
Yeah.
Because let's say I do something even greater, or like I have an even greater relationship with somebody else, then they just missed out on it. They just missed out on me rather than me feeling like, damn, I let them down.
Exactly, bro.
You know what I mean?
The main thing, did you guys break up? No, she's broke. I'm up. Come on, man. That's going to be on my story. That's going to be on my story.
Wait, say it again. Say it again.
So like when people say, yo, did you guys break up?
Yeah.
Nah, she's broke. I'm up.
Oh, shit.
You feel me? Just that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
Just put that pain.
But that, because there's a side. Sometimes it's a toxic trait. Sometimes it's...
Oh, yeah.
Super. It's good. But look, there. I feel like it's a balance. I feel like it's a serious balance of like your own self-esteem, your own health versus giving to somebody else. And that's always the juggle, right? It's always the juggle.
Well, if we're talking about relationships, right?
Anything.
Okay.
Anything. Even if it's like, let's say you're in a group project, mm-hmm. you have to put in work for the project, but your mental health isn't right. You have other shit going on at the time. And yeah, you're going to have to let them down.
Yeah.
But you don't want to let them down, whatever it may be. But that's the juggle.
Mm-hmm.
That's the juggle. You leave some, take some.
Yeah.
You get me?
Yeah, that's true.
In anything, whatever you do, there's a leave some, take some. And people hurt themselves too much on the leave some part.
Yeah.
You get me?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I couldn't have that. Like, who cares? You're going to have that. You have this now.
Better. Yeah. They don't see the benefits that from leaving that.
Yeah,
shit.
Exactly.
Yeah. I always go put that shit back to leaving the bad friends and you get the good ones, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And sooner or later, your circle is fucking five people, but those five people are the most genuine people in the world.
Okay. What do you think about your circle? What do you think about making a circle? Because I feel like a lot of people, they're too dependent on their circle.
I don't know. That's a good point, but at the same time, it's good to have a support system around you. And I feel like if they're pushing you, you're gonna get better too,
mm-hmm.
right?
Okay, I'm gonna give you like the devil's advocate of the other side. Like, what if that could be the make or break though? Because what if your validation of their support or your need for their support is never guaranteed?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So for someone like me, like I was very independent all my life. Like I never let anybody else be the catalyst of whether I'm happy or I never need anybody else's support. Like it all comes down to me. And then I'm secure with myself knowing like, okay, I got me. Nobody else got me like me.
You're dolo. That's a good mindset too though.
But at the same time, is it like a...
You ever feel lonely?
I don't think I ever feel lonely though. I don't think I ever feel lonely. Is that fucked up?
You don't feel lonely?
Nah. Is that messed up?
I don't know.
But I do want to share experiences. I do want to have memories, but it's never like
a big deal.
It's never a big deal.
Nah, I'm totally different.
Maybe that's weird.
It's not. There's definitely people that just ride solo their whole life.
But I'm not. Because look at me. I'm not a solo. Would you necessarily? I'm a solo guy. Nah.
Kinda. Yeah.
Nah, I don't think so.
Yeah, because you just do your own shit, man.
No, but I still like have friends. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I still have hello friends. Like I go hang out with them.
But yeah, we're totally different. Because I want to. I'm always like I love company.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like and people around me and just creating memories and shit like that, you know?
Yeah, for sure. But see, I always have a feeling like I feel like if you become, let's say, part of this pack. Mm-hmm. Let's say you're a pack of wolves, right?
Okay.
You become part of this pack and before you join the pack, you were alone.
Okay.
Being alone, you can never let yourself down because it's just you.
Yeah.
But being a part of a pack, now it's like you can let them down or they can let you down.
Oh, okay. Wait. You never played team sports, right?
Never.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I did, but I didn't play like rep. Yeah. I didn't play a lot because I was on the soccer team and I was on like a basketball team. That's it.
Okay. Then that's why your mindset is like that then. Because you never experienced a team thing.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think you know the anime Haikyuu is the volleyball
Haikyuu,
one.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody gasses it up. They're like, yo, you don't like Haikyuu? And I watched it. I'm like, I could never get into it. I don't know why. And it clicked in my head. It clicked in my head. Because I never played a team sport. That's why.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's why it never clicked with me.
That makes sense.
That's why I never liked it. Because my friends, my cousins, they were always like, yo, it reminds me of like competing. I'm like, I don't know.
No, because it's weird. Because like you did boxing, right?
Yeah, and swimming.
So I'm surprised you didn't do any other sports because... As a kid, I was in, you know, the parents put you in soccer, basketball.
Yeah. Well, I was in a soccer team. Oh, you know what?
What?
Yo, you know, I just took it. When I was on the soccer team, guess what I was?
What?
I was a goalkeeper.
No way, bro.
I just took that in.
That's weird, bro.
Whoa, yes. That's crazy.
We just clicked it right here.
So technically, I know, because goalkeeper, you're kind of by yourself.
You're on your own. You're on your own, fam. Unless it's the defense helping you, but you're on your own.
No, honestly, that's kind of on your own.
Yeah. Oh my god.
I never took that in.
In a team sport, you played the most individual role.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
and that was by accident.
Yeah. Yo. And you loved that role. I bet you did.
No, I love that. I love that. I killed it.
You was chilling, bro. But yeah.
That's a finding I never found out about before.
Yeah, and you should try it. It's fun though, because not having that dependency on yourself all the time, fam, it's kind of a good break. Cause like when I remember when me and Charon were playing badminton,
yeah.
And then I was playing like shit, man.
Yeah.
So like the fact that he carried, you learn to appreciate your partner so much more, right?
I see that.
And then it's the opposite, right?
Yeah.
When he's playing like shit, I'm like, fuck, man, I have to carry.
Yeah.
But it's glad he's glad that I'm there with him, you know.
Mm. Yeah, that makes sense too. Yeah. That makes sense too because I never got to experience that as a kid.
Yeah.
But it I guess it's good and bad. But like, it's never too late.
Yeah, yeah.
It's never too late.
Yeah, like there was a point in the podcast too where I was chilling because you're the theory god. You're carrying me. You're hard carrying, fam. But at the same time, it's like, no. What if Carlos has a bad day? I should be able to go in that seat and interview someone else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know?
And that's how I look at it now.
Like, yeah.
It's a team thing.
It's a team thing, right?
Yeah.
But no matter what, I'll make sure. It's taken care of.
It's taken care of.
You know what I mean? Yeah. No matter what.
But I can never get too comfortable.
Exactly.
If we're both on our best game, it's wraps.
Exactly.
It's wraps, yeah.
But that's what whatever it be, any other project, whether it be any other business venture, mm-hmm. I make sure, like, I got it.
Yeah.
If you can't keep up, I'm still gonna get it. But like, you know, you gotta right.
That's a good way to end it.
Yeah. All right. Thank you everyone for watching this episode of Jumpers Jump Podcast. Yep. Make sure you guys check out the links in the bio. Check out our brand accounts and our Instagrams.
Sir. I'm dropping the Pretty Boy hoodies either November 11th or 15th. It's depending on right now. But make sure you tune into my Instagram.
That's Gavin's birthday, so wish him a happy birthday.
Yes.
Jumpers
sir.
Jump out.
Deuces.